Welcome back. In this lesson, we're doing a full resampling your own fills masterclass for drum and bass using only Ableton stock devices. Intermediate level, but super practical. The goal is simple. You're going to stop hunting through random fill packs and start building a personal library of fills that already match your drums, your processing, and your groove because they literally come from your own session. And in D&B, fills aren't just decoration. Fills are energy management. They're how you create tension, fake outs, ramps, and that feeling that the track is alive and evolving even when the main drum pattern is consistent. Alright, let's set it up. First, set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 170 to 176 is normal, but we'll aim at 174 for a classic rolling feel. Now create three things. 1. A drums group. This is where your kick, snare, hats, break layers, whatever you're using lives. 2. Optionally, a drum bus track. You can use it as a dedicated place for drum processing, separate from your master. And 3. An audio track called Resample. This is your printer. This is your commit to audio lane. On the resample track, set audio from to resampling. That means it records whatever you're hearing. Important, set monitor to off, so you don't create feedback. And when you're ready to print, you arm it. Now, quick coach note. Resampling from resampling prints the whole vibe, including anything on the master. If you've got a heady limiter or glue on the master, your fills might come out pre-mastered and harder to balance later. A super clean middle ground is to route your drum group into a drum bus. Put your drum tone processing there, but keep your final limiter off that path. Then set the resample track's audio from to that drum bus instead. Same workflow, more control. Next, you need a solid source groove. We're going to build fills from the groove so they feel like they belong. Make a two-bar drum phrase. Keep it D&B safe. Snare on 2 and 4. Kick patterns that play around that snare, like a pre-snare kick and a post-snare kick. Hats in 1/8 or 1/16, with subtle swing. And I really recommend putting your one-shots into a drum rack, because you'll be iterating fast. MIDI is your sketchpad. Audio is your final print. Now we build what I call a fill design rack. This is an effects chain you can automate during fills to create movement and character without reinventing your whole drum mix every time. Put this chain on your drum group, or put it on a dedicated fill effects return if you like working with sends. Here's a strong stock chain order. First, auto filter. Set it to LP24. Add a bit of drive, like 2 to 6 dB. And the key. Map the cutoff to a macro so you can do ramps. A classic move is sweeping from a couple hundred hertz up to fully open, like 18K, across the last bar before a drop. Next, saturator. Turn soft clip on. Drive somewhere between 2 and 8 dB depending on how heavy you want it. This is where you start getting that printed density. Next, drum bus. Drive maybe 5 to 20, use your ears. Boom can be dangerous in D&B because the low end is already crowded, so use it carefully, or even leave it at zero. Transients. This is your secret weapon for fills. Push it positive, like +5 up to +20, so rolls and edits stay snappy even when you're distorting. Next, redux. This is for grit and attitude, but treat it like spice, not the whole meal. Downsample 2 to 8. Bit reduction around 8 to 12. And ideally you automate this in just during the fill moment. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Soft clip on. You're not crushing. You're just catching peaks. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction during the fill. Now an important workflow upgrade. Group those effects into an audio effect rack and map your key parameters to macros. And here's the rule. One knob equals one intention. If you make a macro called tension rise, make sure every parameter it controls supports tension rising. If a macro makes it brighter but also adds a ton of reverb and also kills your transients, it becomes unpredictable, and you'll fight it every time. Alright, now write a 16-bar drum section and design a couple fills. Put them at bar 8 and bar 16. In D&B, fills work best as variations of what you already have. Same D&A, different behavior. Fill idea A, the classic rolling snare build for one bar. In the last bar, add snare notes that accelerate. First half feels like eighth notes, second half becomes sixteenths. Then, right before the snare lands, drop out one kick. That little missing punch makes the snare feel huge. Fill idea B, a jungle-style edit. Take a break slice or a hat layer and do a quick stutter, then set up a reverse into the downbeat. We'll do the reverse properly after resampling. Fill idea C, triplet tease. For one beat, Use a 1/12 grid and do a short triplet roll on a rim or a tight perk. Keep it brief. Triplets can add spice, but too much in rolling D&B can make the groove feel confused. Now it's time to print. This is where the whole lesson turns into a repeatable workflow. Loop the section that contains the fill. And here's a big pro move. Print context, not just the fill. Grab half a bar before the fill, and at least a bar after the downbeat lands. That captures spill, cymbal tails, and the transient of the downbeat, so your edit feels glued into the groove instead of pasted on top. Arm the resample track, hit record, and capture 2 bars. 4 bars if you have longer automation. The second it records, name the clip. Be disciplined. Something like fill 174 BPM, roll 01, or fill 174 BPM, jungle edit 02. This sounds boring, but in a month it will save you hours. Then consolidate it. CMD or Control J. Now it's one clean region that slices beautifully. Next step, turn it into a playable instrument. Drag that resampled fill into Simpler on a MIDI track. Set Simpler to slice mode. Slice by transient. Adjust sensitivity until it catches the main hits cleanly. Set playback to trigger. Now you can literally play your fill like a drum kit and create new variations in settings. One timing note, tight timing is everything at 174. If the resampled audio is drifting, turn warp on in the clip before slicing, get it locked, and then slice. Also, don't ruin the feel by hard quantizing everything. Quantize the slices, not the vibe. Meaning, leave the backbone hits alone and only nudge the problem slices, usually hats or little ghosts. Now let's create 3 signature resample edits. These are quick recipes that sound like real D&B record moves. Edit 1. Stutter plus pitch dive. Duplicate your printed clip. Find a tiny region right before the drop, like 1/8 note or 1/16. Duplicate it rapidly so it stutters. Now add a pitch envelope. In clip view, go to envelopes, choose clip, then transposition. Draw a quick dive like 0 down to minus 12, down to minus 24 semitones over about half a bar. That's instant switch energy. Optional, but very effective. Add a reverb tail after the stutter, like a frozen moment. Set decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds, size maybe 30 to 60%. High cut around 6 to 10k so it doesn't fizz. If the reverb is washing out the next bar, gate it. You can literally put a gate after the reverb, or use a compressor trick to keep it tight. Edit 2. Reverse snare suck in. Duplicate the fill clip again. Isolate the last snare hit or a crash. Reverse it. Add a fade in so it swells up. Place it just before the downbeat so it sucks into the drop. Then add auto filter. High pass. 12 dB slope. Automate the cutoff so it sweeps downward into the hit, like 200 Hz down to 40 Hz. That creates that whoosh into smack tension that jungle and D&B love. Edit 3. Beat repeat fill melt. On a duplicated fill clip, add beat repeat. Set interval to 1 bar so it's musically placed. Bridge to 1/16. Variation around 10 to 20%. Chance around 30 to 60. Gate 60 to 90. Pitch it 0 to start, but you can experiment. Turn on beat repeat's filter to tame the highs when it gets frantic. The key move is automation. Don't leave beat repeat doing random stuff all the time. Automate chance up only during the last half bar, or even the last quarter bar, so it feels like designed chaos. Now, once you have these edits, you're going to commit them back into the arrangement like they belong there. Place your new fill at bar 8 or bar 16. Then make room for your kick and sub. High pass the fill slightly with EQ8. Somewhere around 70 to 120 Hz is typical, depending on your track. This is one of the biggest reasons fills make drops feel smaller. They steal low-end space right before the downbeat. Then tighten the dynamics. Light glue compressor, 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. And if your edits get spicy, put a limiter on the drum bus as a safety net, not as a lifestyle. Here's an arrangement trick that makes fills feel pro. Right before the fill, start a subtle filter movement, like the LP closing slightly. Then the fill hits. Then right after the drop, remove one element for contrast. Often it's hats or a top break layer for 2 to 4 bars. Then bring it back. Contrast equals perceived impact. You're basically telling the listener. New section. Now let's quickly cover common mistakes so you don't waste time. Mistake 1. Accidentally resampling the entire master, including bass and vocals. If you only want drums, route from your drum group or drum bus. Mistake 2. No headroom in the resampled clips. Aim for peaks around minus 6 dB FS. You can always push later, especially once it's in context. Mistake 3. Over-editing timing until the groove collapses. Keep the fill locked, Then let's swing live in hats and ghosts. Random nudges everywhere are not groove, they're confusion. Mistake 4. Too much low end in fills. High pass them, or your downbeat loses punch. Mistake 5. Beat repeat always on. Automate it. Keep it special. Now, let's add a few darker, heavier DNB Pro tips using only stock devices. Try a parallel fill dirt return. Saturator with drive like 8 to 15 and soft clip on. Light redux. Then a Q8 band pass in the mids, like 200 HC to 6K. Send only fills to it. That gives you aggressive mid growl without wrecking your main drum balance. For a metallic techie edge, use frequency shifter on a fill layer. Fine around plus 10 to plus 40 HC. Mix 10 to 30%. It adds motion and coldness without sounding like a different sample pack. If you're resampling and distortion softened the snap, do transient rescue in parallel. Band pass around 2 to 8K with a Q8, then drum bus with transient sup. Blend it quietly under the fill. You'll get bite without making the whole thing harsh. For controlled stereo, keep lows stable and let highs bloom. Put utility on the fill audio, turn bass mono on around 120 to 200 HE, then a second utility to widen, like 120 to 160%, or automate width up just in the last quarter bar. Wide excitement, solid low end, and one more workflow that changes everything long term. Build a fill bin track. Make an audio track called Fill Bin. Every time you print something good, drop the clip there. Color code by vibe. Clean, dirty, halftime. Fake drop, whatever makes sense. In a month you'll have your own palette that loads faster than browsing samples. Alright, let's do a quick 15-minute practice exercise to lock it in. Make a 16-bar drum loop at 174. Write 2 1-bar fills, 1 roll-based, 1 jungle edit-based. Resample both into audio. Pick one of those fills and make 3 variants. Reverse suck in. Stutter plus pitch dive. Beat repeat melt. Place fills at bar 8 and bar 16. Then export a quick bounce. Here's the success metric. If you mute the bass and your drums still feel like a full evolving DNB record, you nailed it. The fills should carry momentum, not just add noise. Recap. Build fills from your existing groove so everything stays cohesive. Print them through a resample workflow with consistent naming. Slice the audio in simpler to make it playable and fast to remix. This audio version is shortened for playback.